October. First day of school. Monday, 17th. Today is the first day of school. These 3 months of vacation in the country have passed like a dream. This morning, my mother conducted me to the Baretti schoolhouse to have me enter for the third elementary course. I was thinking of the country and went unwillingly. All the streets were swarming with boys. The two bookshops were thronged with fathers and mothers who were purchasing bags, portfolios, and copybooks. And in front of the school, so many people had collected that the beadle and the policeman found it difficult to keep the entrance disencumbered. Near the door, I felt myself touched on the shoulder. It was my master of the second class, cheerful as usual, and with his red hair ruffled, and he said to me,
"So we are separated forever, Enrico."
I knew it perfectly well, yet these words pained me. We made our way in with difficulty. Ladies, gentlemen, women of the people, workmen, officials, nuns, servants, all leading boys with one hand and holding the promotion books in the other, filled the anteroom and the stairs, making such a buzzing that it seemed as though one were entering a theater. I beheld again with pleasure that large room on the ground floor, with the doors leading to the 7 classes where I had passed nearly every day for 3 years. There was a throng. The teachers were going and coming. My schoolmistress of the first upper class greeted me from the door of the classroom and said,